You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, January 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 10%. That's roughly how much General Motors stock rose on Tuesday. Shares of GM skyrocketed after the carmaker said it was partnering with Microsoft in the development of driverless vehicles. Along with Honda Motor and a group of institutional investors, Microsoft announced that it was investing in GM's self-driving vehicle startup, Cruise. Together, the companies are investing a combined $2 billion in Cruise, bringing the startup's valuation to a reported $30 billion. That makes Cruise worth almost as much as Ford Motor. As part of the deal, Cruise will use Microsoft's Azure Cloud Computing service in the development of its autonomous driving technology. The next number up is $200 million. That's how much Royal Caribbean Cruises will receive for selling its Azamara brand to a private equity firm. Royal Caribbean said the deal would allow the company to focus on expanding its other brands, which include Royal Caribbean International, Celebrity Cruises, and Silversea. Cruise lines have been almost entirely shut down for almost a year because of the pandemic. Because Azamara focused on higher-end clients and traveled to more exotic locales, analysts said the fleet was likely to burn cash for some time if Royal Caribbean hadn't sold it. Royal Caribbean isn't the only cruise company forced to consider cutting costs. Carnival recently announced it was removing over a dozen ships from its fleet. Our last number is 10.82%. That would be the top income tax rate in New York under a proposal from Governor Andrew Cuomo. The state's current top tax rate is 8.82%. As part of the plan, New York would create 5 new tax brackets, which would stick around for 3 years. The new tax would apply to New Yorkers who report more than $5 million in income, with the top rate applying to income over $100 million. Because New York City imposes its own income tax, the city's top earners could be asked to pay the highest combined tax rate in the country if the proposal is approved. The measure is designed to help the state cover a projected $15 billion deficit stemming from lost tax revenue because of the pandemic. Cuomo said that he would drop the proposal if the federal government committed to providing states with more relief. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, January 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day!